Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Thursday, December 26, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, currently recovering from Christmas. With me today, I have two great panelists. I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, but it's not over yet. Happy Boxing Day.
It is not over yet. Also with me today to celebrate Boxing Day, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Yeah, I am still in Christmas recovery, so yep, all good.
All recovering, a little bit of boxing, it'll be great.
Yeah.
What I actually want to do, Andrew, is start with you and a little bit of unboxing, because you have some setup guides for people who got new Apple gear yesterday, or perhaps today, or over Hanukkah, during this current gift-giving celebration phase. For how people can set up their new stuff.
Yeah, so I actually have a couple of apps and games to download if you're interested.
I'm very interested.
So a good productivity tool that some people like, this is, I think, for visual learners. It's this type of study or learning tool called mind mapping, where you literally write out different things about a subject, like a topics, and then you link them together in a way that makes sense to you. And okay. A good mind mapping app is MindNode.
Okay.
It is, let's see, I think it's about $15, so it is maybe a little bit pricey. But if you use that type of learning method a lot, I highly recommend it. It's a really good tool.
Okay. That sounds great.
Do you use a mind mapper, Andrew? I've never gotten my workflow such that I can that I've found a way to use one that works for me, and that may just be a function of me. So I'm always curious about folks, like whether they actually use them and find them helpful and all of that good stuff.
I use mind mapping for some things, like normal learning. Like, for example, if I'm doing online learning, mind mapping isn't really the first thing that I reach.
Yep.
But I do have, like, for example, when I was writing my article a while ago about file organization.
Oh, yeah.
I created a mind map of, like, all the folders I had and their relation to each other. So it's good for some things like that.
Yeah.
Like hierarchies.
Now let me ask a really meta question. Did you do a mind map for your article that you're talking about now that includes a recommendation for mind mapping software?
No.
Okay. That's okay. I didn't figure you did. I kind of knew the answer without knowing the answer. So yeah. But that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I've been curious about mind mapping. I know people who do it who are really into it, and it seems like a thing that I should spend a little bit of time on. So yeah. I'm looking forward to digging into that. Now, Andrew, you also mentioned games.
Proto New Year's resolution for us.
Yes.
Us all to consider.
Yes. Yes. If you are not a person who wants to hop on the clipboard manager train. Okay, if you're not a person who needs to hop on the clipboard manager train, because I know we got Charlotte on that train, and now she just wants to be the conductor because she's in love with it so much, which is fantastic, and you should be. Clipboard managers are the way.
I don't understand.
I assure you.
You said if you are not a person that wants to hop on the clipboard manager train, I don't understand those words.
Well, yeah, I understand all the words in that sentence, but I don't understand that sentence.
Yes.
It's... If you are a person who is already on the clipboard manager train, then your next level up is mind mapping. If you're not on the clipboard manager train, maybe we should talk a little bit more about that tomorrow for people who have a weekend where they can dig into clipboard management, because trust me, your clipboards need managed. If they're not already managed, you should definitely investigate it. Now, Andrew, I know you also mentioned some game. You said apps and games. So let's talk about games. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know when this game first came out, but it has been around for a while now. I don't know if it's still on sale, but they did have a holiday sale, so check it out. It's called Stardew Valley.
Oh, yeah. And,
like, people were right. It is kind of addicting.
Yep.
Because there's just so much you can do in the game. You start out as a farmer. Your character's a farmer moving into this new town. So you can like chop down all the trees in your lot, because you kind of have to clear it out first, clear out all the rocks and everything, and you can get those resources. You can raise animals, grow crops, and then you can also mine. And deep in the mines, there are some monsters that you have to fight. So I feel like this game is a little bit for everyone, like traditional RPG, but also just, you know, virtual farming, because people like that.
Yeah, resource management games are really popular games. That would be your Farmville, I think, is resource management. Like, come back in an hour and harvest your onions or whatever. That sounds good. Dave, what do you have for maybe a productivity pick and then maybe a fun thing?
I'm a productivity maniac. But in terms of apps, really, I kind of manage my entire life in my calendar, and I could not do it in Apple's calendar. It's close, but it's not. My schedule gets pretty dense, both in terms of the number of events that I have in any given day, and also the number of tasks or to-dos that I have in any given day. Mm-hmm. And I find very simple to-do management the best way to do it for me. I don't want to spend my day managing my to-do list. I want to spend my day getting things done. Mm-hmm. And so Apple's Reminders app is pretty good for that, but the calendar just doesn't let me get dense enough. So I use BusyCal, which lets me really, I can see granularly what's going on in the day. I can scroll inside of days, even in a month view, which is huge. Yeah. I think that's something that even Fantastical won't let me do. And then the to-do list is just very simple. It's tasks assigned to days, and you can assign them to categories if you choose, if that helps you, you know, organize. But I'm a fan of keep it simple. So don't over, if I don't need to add categories to to-dos, I don't. You know, most of my to-dos are things that Dave has to do. So that's one category. Let's just get it done, you know.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend, for those of you that are productivity focused and fueled, most of us are fueled by the feeling of accomplishment, don't be afraid to use your to-do list as a to-did list. If you do something that, like, this is certainly me. If I do something in the day that is, you know, productive for work or even personal or whatever, I will put it on my list and check the box. And I know that seems a little obsessive, but I do it to fuel myself and be able to say, oh, look at everything I got done today.
Yeah.
This is a productive day. So there's not only an app, but a use case that maybe helps. We talk about to-did lists a lot on our small business show. Both Shannon Jean, my co-host, and I are obsessed with them because they make us feel productive, and then we therefore are more productive. So there you go.
And I will add things.
It's totally brain hacking. That's exactly
because it is. Yep. It's what is the law about an object at rest tends to stay at rest, an object in motion tends to stay in motion. So if you can build up a few to-dos, like, I will add things to my list once in a while. It feels a little sandbaggy, like you're talking about, like I did it already. Yeah. So I'm gonna add it. But things like, because sometimes I will forget to eat lunch if I'm doing five other things. So I will add things like eat lunch, or I will add something that I did so that I can check it off. I'm currently team Fantastical. My schedule being slightly less dense than Dave's, I don't need to see a month at a time for the most part. Yeah. So I'm good with Fantastical. Also, I use Fantastical on my Mac as well. And one of the great things about having it on my Mac is you can use a keyboard command if you want to, and it will pop down from the menu bar, and you can type, and they were the first to do this, you can type a natural language sentence like, lunch with Dave next Tuesday at 11:30, and it will parse out all of that into the calendar event for you. You don't have to feed it some particular format in order to make it happy. Lots of places do that now. So that's a really nice thing to know about your own calendar app, whatever it may be. Like I said, I'm team Fantastical. Hi, Michael. FlixBits is great. And that's what I like about it, is that it gives me that opportunity. And it also has reminders in it. So I can just, one thing that I do a lot for one-off things, like I need to do this in an hour or whatever, to, you know, something that comes up that I don't have to enter into a, you know, my project management stuff where I keep longer term things, is just, I can just pick up my arm and say, remind me in an hour to make that phone call, or, you know, whatever it is that I need to do that I can't do right now. And then it'll pop up for me later and I can check it off and it's great. So
there you go.
Those are great things to get to do. And what do you have on your phone, Dave, for fun?
For fun. You know, I should play more games on my phone, but I don't.
That may be the first time that's ever been uttered in the English language, those words in that order.
I know, yeah, which may, you know, speak counter to my obsessed with productivity things, but or maybe that informs that statement and supports it. But I've been really enjoying the Frogger game that's with the Frogger in Toy Town that's part of Apple Arcade. Uh-huh. That's been a blast. Yeah, and you know, speaking of Apple Arcade, if I can take us on a tangent, Santa brought us two of the current gen Xbox controllers, which have Bluetooth in them, that not only will work with our Xbox, but also can and now are paired to our Apple TV.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing that my son and I found. It is impossible inside the Apple Arcade app, or really anywhere inside of Apple's apps, even if we were going to buy games, to filter down by I want local multiplayer. There is there's a lot of multiplayer, but really? You need multiple devices. Yeah, there's no way to say, hey, there's two of us sitting on the floor or on the couch in front of the TV. We each have controllers in our hand. Mm-hmm. I want to play a game where that's going to happen. And there are some games that will let you do this, but they are not easy to find. No. We found a Reddit post that someone started keeping a list. So we may wind up linking to this here because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's but it, you know, it we found a couple. Some are better than others and, you know, all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah. And, anyway, you know, I've had the same problem on the Xbox with there are two of us connected to one Xbox and we want to play a game together. And they're like, no, the way Xbox, like everything I looked for was basically like, no, you use your own Xbox in your own basement and somebody else on their Xbox in their basement can play with you. We don't know what you're doing, you know, and which is interesting to me because I assumed they were everywhere because Nintendo has many co-op games together. So
found that problem on Xbox.
Well, it's been a long time since I looked on my Xbox, so that might be why.
Yeah, but it's like maybe that's just the games we buy. But at least those, like on the actual game, you can look on the box and be like, okay, yeah, you know, it shows multiple controllers. Like, okay, I got it. Yep.
Yeah.
There's no way to do that for Apple TV, and I'm trying to find this Reddit
article.
That's
really frustrating.
That Lucas and I found, but But I can't. But I will, and we'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, it'll be in the show notes for sure, because I want that, too.
There were some that were fun.
One multiplayer, not two-player, but many-player. Like, this has become a thing we do at my house after Thanksgiving dinner, is the Jackbox games. The Jackbox party games or whatever. And the reason those are fun is because anyone can play regardless of what device they have. So, anyone with a smartphone or like, you know, maybe if your smartphone isn't great, you can hand Uncle Barney your iPad and they can use your iPad and all they need is a code and they enter the room and then everybody gets to play. And the ones that we have the most fun with are, Quiplash and Fibbage. Those are the two. You can buy party packs, which are various combinations of Jackbox games. Fibbage is one where a question comes up just on your screen, like two or three questions come up just for you that you have to type in answers for, and then other people vote on them. Huh. And so you have to put something in that sounds convincing enough that people will vote for you, because you get the most points if you choose the right answer, and you get a fair number of points if other people choose your answer because they thought it was the right answer. So everybody's trying to answer their question. You know, they're all multiple choice. So then when they come up for everybody, like you sit out the ones where you wrote the answers to, but everybody else has to pick. And so
of course,
those are really fun. Jackbox Party Pack. A Party Pack is about $25, and you get a variety of games, and you can look up on their website, and there'll be a link to their website in the show notes. You can look up on their website what's in each box, and then you can look up each individual game and see how it's played and how it works. There's a couple that involve drawing, and so you, like, quick drawing, there's no erase or undo or anything, so you kind of have to wail through it. It's very Pictionary-like in that way, and there's a couple that do drawing, and that was never anything that my Thanksgiving people normally enjoy. So we don't have as much fun with those, but the others, the Fibbage and the Quiplash, those are pretty fun. So those are fun ones at my house for co-op. Otherwise, we don't have a lot of the co-op otherwise.
If you're looking for, you know, co-op or even head-to-head, I found the link. And the two games that we went through, it, there's only in Apple Arcade, there's only maybe a dozen games that will do what I call local multiplayer, which mm-hmm. is what we're describing here.
Yeah.
We played a few of them, not all of them. Hyper Brawl Tournament and Super Impossible Road are both really fun with two people kind of going head to head. So cool. I leave those out there, and you can go mess with them and play with them.
Yeah,
and have some
we'll
fun.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
On my phone for productivity, I would have to say that I use I'm kind of looking at my front page here. Fantastical a lot. And I have an app called Focus Keeper, which is just a ticking timer. Most timers don't tick, and I like one that ticks. So I have that on my phone. And I have an app that doesn't sound like productivity, but totally is, and it's 10%, which is 10% happier. It's a meditation app. And I pay the annual subscription for that. And the reason I like it, it's for meditation. And if I spend 5 or 10 minutes first thing in the morning, like focusing, then the whole rest of my day is like infinitely more focused, because it keeps me from feeling really scattered. So I'm usually pretty good at meditating, because I know that the rest of my day will be a disaster if I don't, and it's just harder to do everything. So I like meditation, and for fun, I like Pokemon Go and Wizards Unite. I still play both. And I like both of those because they make it very easy to go out and explore. So like right now, I'm coming to you from my mom's house, and when I go out later, there will be a bunch of stops I have not spun or inns I have not visited, and things that I can go check out and like, oh, there's a gym over there. Let's go see kind of what's happening in that part of town and do a little bit of exploring, because this is not where I grew up. My mom lives in a different town than my hometown. And so it makes it nice to kind of go explore some other things. And because I have maps, like, I can always find my way back to where I need to be, which is great. So, as far as, like, super productivity, generally it's just 10%. Because if I sit down in the morning and spend a little bit of time, then it makes the rest of my day a whole lot better. And something that force multiplies like that is definitely something I can recommend. So, I would say that for sure. We will talk more about all of these sorts of things in the future, I guarantee. Andrew, you will have setup guides up. Mm-hmm. For people who got new gear, so we can make sure all of those things are happening. The one thing I will tell people, if you have held off till today to spend a little bit of time with your gear, is that Apple ships things charged to a certain extent. So the minute you take it out of the box, you can turn it on and start messing with it. They're usually at least half charged, generally. So at least you don't have to sit around and wait for it overnight. You may have to install a system updater or something before you get too far down the road. But I will tell you, one Christmas present I have given my parents this year is making sure everybody's set up with backups. Like, this is part of the understood Christmas gift. And whether that's making sure that I set a calendar reminder, so the phone goes off at a certain point every week to make sure that they're plugging in a hard drive and backing up regularly. Or, or it's just, here's what you need to know. Here's the kind of stuff you need to be able to do. Here's how this works. Here's what's happening. That kind of stuff is all really helpful. So that's always a thing you can do, is give somebody a little bit of time and help them understand more about what it is they're doing. Or if you see somebody complaining about, like, oh, well, that just never works, you know, take a second and help them figure it out, because it might be something a lot bigger that needs to be addressed. So that would be my tech support PSA for the holiday season. Just spend a little bit of time on that. We will talk more about all of these later, certainly. We may And this is probably the first either of you are hearing about this, Andrew, Dave. We may do a little bit of year-end picking and reviewing next week during the show. And with that, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. So, Dave, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Glad you were here. And also, Andrew, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you both here. And if any of you have picks for people who have new Apple gear, I have a family member with a new MacBook Pro who could maybe use some tips. You can send those to observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. Thank you both for being here. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. We will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.